A Canadian Holiday. Instructions. You will hear a conversation between two friends who have not seen each other for a while and an interview that was taped when one of them was on holiday in Canada. Please answer the questions which follow each part by completing the sentences on your answer sheet. At the end, you will hear the whole conversation one more time so that you can complete any answers you may have missed. Let's start.
Hello, Bella. I haven't seen you lately.
Hello, Jim. Come in. I've been on holiday. I thought I needed a break.
Lucky you. You been to Mallorca?
No, Northern Canada, actually.
Canada? In the winter?
I know. Well, I suppose Hawaii or the Canaries would have been more... but I've been to Hawaii and I've been to the Canaries and Mallorca's nothing new, so I felt like doing something different, something out of the ordinary. So I decided to go on this trip to the north of Canada. I went to Manitoba, actually.
Why there?
Well, I saw this advert in the Visit Canada brochure.
Had you already decided on Canada then?
No. I collected masses of brochures from the travel agents about all sorts of places, and I asked around. But the Visit Canada brochure had this wildlife holiday in Manitoba, and that certainly looked different. So, in the end, it was that or a tiger safari in India. I finally opted for Canada. So, 3 weeks later, I found myself in a place called Churchill.
I've never heard of it.
No, neither had I. Churchill was just a dot on the map. And when I got there, I realised that it wasn't much more than that in reality.
Here are questions 1 to 3. Look at your answer sheet, please. Question number 1. Why did Bella prefer Canada to Mallorca? Two. Where did Bella get information on Canadian holidays? Three. What was Churchill like, according to Bella? Let's go on. Listen.
But what did you do in a hole like that in the middle of winter?
Well, we had a guide who was a real character. He was called Craig Hamilton. Now, Craig was very definitely a man of the great outdoors, a sort of up-to-date backwoodsman. You know the sort. Doesn't give a hoot what he looks like. Spends all his time in a check shirt, a parka and waterproof trousers. He had a huge beard, and he looked as if he hadn't been near a dentist for years.
Sounds revolting.
Well, he looked pretty rough, but as soon as he started talking, you realised, well, he wasn't like that at all. I mean, he was gentle, a very sensitive person, and he obviously knew an enormous amount about the Canadian wilds.
Listen to questions 4 through 6. Question number 4. What seemed to be Craig Hamilton's attitude to clothes? Five. What did Bella think of Craig Hamilton after she had talked to him? Six. What made Craig such a valuable guide? Listen again, please.
Tell you what, we can listen to the tape I made and you can hear for yourself. I recorded an interview with him because I thought I could use it at work. Hang on, it's here somewhere. Here it is. Here I am in the middle of the Manitoba winter. We've just had a super hot turkey sandwich in this cosy tavern, and outside is the freezing Arctic night. And with us is Craig, who is going to take us British visitors on a tour of the Canadian wilds. Craig, what's that sort of yapping noise that you can hear every now and then? Is it wolves?
No, it's the dogs. They live out there.
You mean they're wild?
No, it's the sled dogs. They live outside.
Outside? But it's so cold.
You British people always have a problem with that. An Eskimo sled dog is fine outside, even in the winter. He doesn't need a kennel or a cabin. When they're not working, the dogs are chained up on the tundra. They have about 10 yards of chain, so they can run around a bit. I'll take you just outside the town and show you later.
But it's wide open out there. There isn't any shelter. How do they keep warm?
Food, and plenty of it. That keeps them warm.
What do the dogs eat?
Fish, seal, sometimes beef.
But what do they do in a snowstorm? Do you ever take them inside?
No, they wouldn't like that. The weather never bothers them. They just curl up with their tails over their noses and sleep until the blizzard has blown itself out. They don't like freezing rain too much, but we don't get that very often.
But you said there were polar bears. Don't they attack the dogs?
Curiously enough, they don't. Well, rarely. Just as well, because a polar bear could easily kill a dog with one blow of its paw if it tried. You know, in the early part of the winter, polar bears quite often wander into Churchill. And in October, November, they're hungry and very bad-tempered.
Why's that?
The Hudson isn't really frozen at that time, so they can't get at their prey. Once the ice forms on the bay, it's easier for them to hunt seals.
Mm-hmm. Well, aren't you frightened of the bears?
Occasionally a polar bear picks a fight with people, but then we dart it, put it to sleep, and put it on a truck and drive it somewhere north. But they tend to avoid the dogs.
Here are questions 7 through 10. Question number 7. What sort of place had Bella chosen for the interview with Craig? Eight. How did the sled dogs keep warm outside in the winter? Nine. What had Craig observed about polar bears and sled dogs? 10. According to Craig, what time of the year do polar bears come into Churchill? 11. Listen, please.
What are our chances of seeing things like caribou, moose, deer, and bears?
Good. Very good. We've got 100 million of them.
Wow! That's a lot, even for a country like Canada.
Who's talking about Canada? That's just Manitoba.
Oof.
Tomorrow, folks, we can take the helicopter and see if we can find some wolves. Now, if you're all ready, let's go and have a look at the dogs.
You see what I mean?
Sort of. Did you see any wolves?
Yes, we did. And another day, we flew to the coast to look at whales. They were awesome. The helicopter pilot found a whole school that we followed down the coast. Then we had a day on horseback looking for bighorn sheep, and we chased around on snowmobiles to see the moose. But the most exciting thing was the 3-day trip we went on with the dog sleds. The fabulous feeling when Craig shouted, "Mush!" and the whole team started racing along the trail. There's just nothing like it.
Maya, you have got it bad, haven't you?
Yes, I suppose so, but I'd certainly go there again if I had the money.
Questions number 11 through 14. Question number 11. What does Bella understand from Craig's words, "We've got 100 million of them"? Twelve. What two modern methods of transport did they use to get to see the wildlife? Thirteen. What did Bella think was the most exciting part of the holiday? Fourteen. If she had the money, what would Bella do? You will now hear the whole conversation one more time. Listen and fill in any answers which you may have missed. Afterwards, there will be a short pause for you to check your answers.
Hello, Bella. I haven't seen you lately.
Hello, Jim. Come in. I've been on holiday. I thought I needed a break.
Lucky you. You been to Mallorca?
No, northern Canada, actually.
Canada? In the winter?
I know. Well, I suppose Hawaii or the Canaries would have been more... But I've been to Hawaii and I've been to the Canaries and... Mallorca's nothing new, so I felt like doing something different, something out of the ordinary. So I decided to go on this trip to the north of Canada. I went to Manitoba, actually.
Why there?
Well, I saw this advert in the Visit Canada brochure.
Had you already decided on Canada, then?
No. I collected masses of brochures from the travel agents about all sorts of places, and I asked around. But the Visit Canada brochure had this wildlife holiday in Manitoba... And that certainly looked different. So, in the end, it was that or a tiger safari in India. I finally opted for Canada. So, 3 weeks later, I found myself in a place called Churchill.
I've never heard of it.
No, neither had I. Churchill was just a dot on the map. And when I got there, I realised that it wasn't much more than that in reality.
But what did you do in a hole like that in the middle of winter?
Well, we had a guide who was a real character... He was called Craig Hamilton. Now, Craig was very definitely a man of the great outdoors, a sort of up-to-date backwoodsman. You know the sort. Doesn't give a hoot what he looks like. Spends all his time in a check shirt, a parka and waterproof trousers. He had a huge beard and he looked as if he hadn't been near a dentist for years.
Sounds revolting.
Well, he looked pretty rough, but as soon as he started talking, you realised... He wasn't like that at all. I mean, he was gentle, a very sensitive person, and he obviously knew an enormous amount about the Canadian wilds. Tell you what, we can listen to the tape I made, and you can hear for yourself. I recorded an interview with him, because I thought I could use it at work. Hang on, it's here somewhere. Here it is. Here I am, in the middle of the Manitoba winter. We've just had a super hot turkey sandwich in this cosy tavern, and outside is the freezing Arctic night. And with us is Craig, who is going to take us British visitors on a tour of the Canadian wilds. Craig, what's that sort of yapping noise that you can hear every now and then? Is it wolves?
No, it's the dogs. They live out there.
You mean they're wild?
No, it's the sled dogs. They live outside.
Outside? But it's so cold!
You British people always have a problem with that. An Eskimo sled dog is fine outside, even in the winter. He doesn't need a kennel or a cabin. When they're not working, the dogs are chained up on the tundra. They have about 10 yards of chain, so they can run around a bit. I'll take you just outside the town and show you later.
But it's wide open out there. There isn't any shelter. How do they keep warm?
Food, and plenty of it. That keeps them warm.
What do the dogs eat?
Fish, seal, sometimes beef.
But what do they do in a snowstorm? Do you ever take them inside?
No, they wouldn't like that. The weather never bothers them. They just curl up with their tails over their noses and sleep until the blizzard has blown itself out. They don't like freezing rain too much, but we don't get that very often.
But you said there were polar bears. Don't they attack the dogs?
Curiously enough, they don't. Well, rarely. Just as well, because a polar bear could easily kill a dog with one blow of its paw if it tried. You know, in the early part of the winter, polar bears quite often wander into Churchill. And in October, November, they're hungry and very bad-tempered.
Why's that?
The Hudson isn't really frozen at that time, so they can't get at their prey. Once the ice forms on the bay, it's easier for them to hunt seals.
Mm-hmm. Well, aren't you frightened of the bears?
Occasionally a polar bear picks a fight with people, but then we dart it, put it to sleep, and put it on a truck and drive it somewhere north. But they tend to avoid the dogs.
What are our chances of seeing things like caribou, moose, deer, and bears?
Good. Very good. We've got 100 million of them.
Wow, that's a lot, even for a country like Canada.
Who's talking about Canada? That's just Manitoba.
Oof.
Tomorrow, folks, we can take the helicopter and see if we can find some wolves. Now, if you're all ready, let's go and have a look at the dogs.
You see what I mean?
Sort of. Did you see any wolves?
Yes, we did. And another day, we flew to the coast to look at whales. They were awesome. The helicopter pilot found a whole school that we followed down the coast. Then we had a day on horseback looking for bighorn sheep, and we chased around on snowmobiles to see the moose. But the most exciting thing was the 3-day trip we went on with the dog sleds. The fabulous feeling when Craig shouted, "Mush!" and the whole team started racing along the trail. There's just nothing like it.
Maya, you have got it bad, haven't you?
Yes, I suppose so, but I'd certainly go there again if I had the money.
Check your answers now.
This is the end of the test.